Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary Hill. Nails in his hands, a traitor kiss upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two. Love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes on.
Spirit of America Party book. I'm reading some blogs, and they have to do with a Catholic university in Florida, supposedly a big one. I never heard of it. I think it's called Barry University. And they had Muslim guests, and the guy got up, one of the imams got up and shouted, Allahu Akbar, and the university is now taking heat for letting a terrorist to speak. And I'm just reading one girl's, I think it's a girl's response. She's responding to somebody who already commented. And here's what the writer is saying. And I meant no disrespect to Catholics at all. Many Catholics are loving, kind, smart, and great warriors in our military. I was only pointing out that many Catholics, according to statistics, were poor at the time when Obama was first elected, and surveys say that, generally speaking, they voted as a block of constituents for Obama. Sorry, I can tell you this Catholic didn't. I know a lot of Catholics that didn't. I can tell you that right now. And Jesus Christ died on a cross for all the people in the world, but few will study the only real source of the four Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I am sure you were a very fine human being and well-educated. Suppose he was ignorant. Christ loved the ignorant. Didn't they? All of a sudden, you got to be educated to be accepted. I don't think that's the way Jesus plays, but I can see certain points. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. If you saw the pictures that I put up today, it was a Muslim Pride Day in New York City, and the theme was the 29th Muslim parade in New York City. I never knew they had more than one, I'm sure that they're exaggerating. Yeah, there's a word in Arabic. What is it called? Taqiyya. You can tell a lie if you're destroying the infidels. It's the lie becomes the truth. Unbelievable, man. So they had a parade, and they had a pickup truck, and they had a gallows on it, and they had a woman in a burqa hanging from a rope. Yeah, in New York City, man. You like this? Yeah, we're so tolerant. We're so tolerant. You know what? If you got a plane coming our way, go right into a building. We're tolerant. Yeah, unbelievable, man. It is really sad. Let me see. Here's another one. This is from a guy named Al. And he, Imam chants Allah Akbar in a 911 memorial. At Catholic University in Florida. I'm not reading this one. It is very cruel. And if it had any meaning, I would read it, but it doesn't. I can take cruelty with meaning. Let me see what this one says. Yup, and will do. That's it. I don't know what that means, but okay. So that's what they had. They had a parade. And not only that, but they had a salute to Al-Qaeda. And it looks like they were mostly Palestinians and Egyptians who have been thrown out of Egypt because they hate this guy, General Al-Sisi, who just became the president of Egypt. But and he's the one that threw Obama out because Obama was trying to lead the Muslim Brotherhood and overthrow the people of Egypt. And they, as CNN went in, and they went in with their, what did they call it? They had a word for it. I can't remember what it was. The cell phone revolution or something. And Anderson Cooper was there, and he had a female worker from CNN, and they raped her, and they nearly raped Anderson Cooper, and he got out because his pants were very tight. Unbelievable, man. The fools, American fools. We are overrun by American fools. Then I turn on my TV and I see the British Prime Minister. I can never remember his name. It starts with a C. And he's standing up there. They just cut the head off a British subject. And the last British subject that was hacked to death coming out of a British military barracks in London. And one Muslim is shouting, Allahu Akbar, cut him to pieces. And the Brits went, naughty, naughty. Yeah, unbelievable. So here's the Prime Minister, and he stands up there, and he says, the people that did this are not Islamists. Islam is a religion of peace. Ah! Yeah, I want him to make that speech when he's got the orange uniform on. I want to hear him say it then. Yeah, Islam, and that's what they're doing here to us here, Islam. And Scotland is trying to get away before the the poop hits the fan, because Scotland, they still got the guys with redheads and brogues up there, you know, and red hair, and they still speak with the heavy accent, you know, and yeah, I was. I'm thinking of what was her name? Shayna Easton, was that her name? And she was a singer, and then she turned dirty, started singing dirty songs. But before she did, they were interviewing her. She was from Scotland, and she said, "Yes, I was singing with the Smokey Robinson in the Miracles." Yeah. Anyway, and I'm watching that new show about Scotland. Oh, I can't remember anything. It's about a woman from the 30s or the 40s. She touches a stone and she goes back to Scotland in the 1700s. And she's a doctor, and they think she's a witch because she has cures that they don't know about. Anyway, they had a Muslim Day parade. Yeah, and that show is very good. And after watching what the Brits did to the Scottish clans, I would be seceding from England. It's payback time. Remember what they did to William Wallace. I would get him, man. I would get him. So they were also saying that Al Franken is finished. The end of his career. Before this day comes to a close, defeat Al Franken. You know, he's got $20 million in a war chest. He's walking. He's grinning from ear to ear. He's out. He's got a pension. He's got the best hospitalization that you can't afford, but you got to pay for his. Yeah, he scored big, man. And insider trading. You don't know how much money he made on insider trading, because they passed a law that said that they can steal, but Wall Street can't. And then the public said, "You can't do that. That's a criminal offense." They said, "Okay, all right, we'll rescind the law." And 30 days later, they said, "Is anybody looking?" No, reinstate the law, and they're back in business. How's that? You think they're looking out for you? One term per termite. That should be your life's rule. No lobbies. The only lobby should be in a hotel. That gives you one vote, and you will be considered in what you say, instead of having your emails thrown in the garbage or your letters. Yeah, write me a letter. I read everything. They don't read anything, man. They don't even have people. Yet Chuck Schumer's got a staff of 129. Imagine that. You know, if you were in business, you know how big your business would have to have a staff of 129? Man, you'd have to be making millions. Now, here's one that says, "I dare you." Let's see, just watch this speech. No, I'm not. Oh, that's Andrew Napolitano. "Just watch this speech and think to yourself, this man could be our next president. Who were they looking at?" Andrew Napolitano. I like him, but he's a little bit to the left. And we can't have anybody a little bit to the left. So, and what are we doing? What do we hear? Oh, yeah, you know what I saw today on television? You know the KGB agent that took 1.2 million secret memos from NSA? And he took them to China, and he gave China whatever they wanted, and then he took everything, all of them again, because China made copies, and he took it all to the Soviet Union. Well, now he's on international television, Comrade Snowden, and he's attacking New Zealand for spying on its people. Now, I don't know if you know much about New Zealand. I don't, but I do know this, that they are very liberal in New Zealand. I think they took everybody's guns away. And also, they refused to let anything nuclear from the U.S. Navy dock in New Zealand. So Comrade Snowden, the KGB chief, he is working up at the population to get rid of the security and intelligence gathering that they do listening to phone conversations. My friends, they're among us. How can you not listen to phone conversations of Americans today? You have to. You have no choice. You want to win or you want to lose? You want to lose, don't listen to anything. You want to win, listen to everything. Okay, here's Barry Wind. Barry Wind is on the discussion. It was an imam who chanted Allah Akbar during a 911 memorial at Catholic University in Florida. There is, if you go to YouTube and you Google or, you know, you inquire, all this for a flag, a video will come up. And it's a 911 ceremony in New York. And Michelle is protected by a podium glass, a clear glass podium a piece. And she's looking at Obama. And according to lip readers, she is saying, all this for a flag. And you can see the pipers in the background, so they're, you know, they're beginning the ceremony. All this for a flag. They took that, the video, and they took it to a school that teaches lip reading. And that's what they, the conclusion that they came to. And on this one here, Allah Akbar in a Catholic university, I am offended. What is the government going to do to this person? Government's going to do nothing. The FBI protects them. I called Mueller. FBI Director Mueller, I call him Mueller. And let me see if I can find any other. Okay, here's what I said. I'll read you the ones that he should have been shot and eliminated immediately. That's what one guy is saying. And another guy is saying, the word Islam has a negative connotation in my mind, along with the word Muslim. Let's see what this guy says. I say make all mosques illegal and deport all these Muslims, a-holes, along with all illegal aliens. People don't realize that it isn't only Mexicans. Our weak government lets them all in. Our government is strong. It is stronger than the people, and that's why we're in trouble. It is strong. It's weaker than our enemies, but it is stronger than the people. And it's not supposed to be that way. Who said it? Jefferson? A government that the people fear is a tyrannical government, and a government that fears the people is a good government. Yeah. Our weak government lets them all in. I agree, but Muslims are protected by our Constitution. As long as they don't break any of our laws, there's nothing law enforcement officers can do. Yeah, well, that's what you're saying now. Wait till you're holding a loved one in your arms and they only got two pieces of them. Wait until your house is on fire, and then you give me all this Constitution crap. Mexicans do break the law, and most people feel sorry for them. Boo-hoo. You break the law, you break the law. We could put the entire IRS on the border tomorrow with pads to take the names and addresses and phone numbers of Latinos who want to come into the USA. Say, okay, we got your name, your address, and your phone number. As soon as we have an opening, we'll call you. Vaya con Dios. But you know what? When you say vaya con Dios to a Latino trying to come in, he may respond with, alaykum wa salam. Hey, that Mexican speaks Arabic. Spanish Morocco, they all speak Spanish, man. Wasn't there a Moroccan on Mr. Plane? He was the 20th hijacker. There is no such thing as interfaith. Any organization which has anything to do with this mistaken concept is ignorant of the evil, which is Islam, and anything to do with it. I got to tell you, the popularity for Islam is getting lower and lower. Now, here's what I say. I'm talking about the university, the Catholic University that let that guy up there. Okay, I'm not happy with Catholic universities. This one for that guy, Georgetown for Sandra Fluke, Notre Dame for the crap that goes on up there, for my Catholic money, you can close all the Catholic colleges and turn them into preschools and grammar schools for every Catholic kid in America and anybody else that wants to go there. That follows our rules. All colleges to me are brothel competition. Sorry, I no longer look up to college graduates. I don't. I'm leery of them. I consider them already brainwashed and lost. Another guy says, get your gun, they are coming. The word Islam has a negative connotation in my mind, along with the word Muslim. These two words will always bring up visions of those two towers being hit, the jumpers, and all who died that day, and go to hell and be with Allah, all who believe in that hateful ideology. One of the signs, and if you look at this show from beginning to end, if you listen to it, it opens up, there's about 12 photos. One of the signs for the Muslim Day Parade, it wasn't a sign, actually, it was a small card, like a business card, and it said, Allah never had a son. This is only the beginning. The Muslim world is on a war march, and the world is their target. Have no doubt. This is only going to grow as time goes by. We are actually into this war back to Beirut. And there's a guy named John Chapura who died at the World Trade Center, who was a Marine in Beirut when he missed death when 220 Marines were blown to bits in the barracks bombing under Ronald Reagan, and we cut and ran. And the military wanted to leave a little payback on the way out, and they wouldn't let him do it. Obama said when it comes to the point of making a choice, if he would support the Muslims, they would come first. He did say that. I heard him say it. The war is only a smokescreen for the rich to force the Americans to spend money. I don't buy that. That's a communist talk. That was the job that Obama was assigned to do, spend and more, break the bank. Well, I do believe he's busting the country out. I do believe that, and he's busting the military, and he's reducing the capability of the military. And today they're complaining there's not enough blacks as leaders in the military. So that tells me that he's going to keep relieving capable people until he can bring up the incapable people. Or am I saying that all blacks are incapable? Hell no. Hell no. My company commander was black. My first sergeant was black. And they both served this country. Of course, the company commander was doing his best to be politically correct. He wouldn't stand tall, man. He was afraid. He was afraid they were going to get him. Maybe he was right. Who knows? We as a country, all I know is it's one man, one bullet, one flag, one cross. That's it, man. We as a country can't keep going on like we have been going on in the hole. And the hole is where we're going, down the tubes, out and counting. Okay, I could get along with that guy. Let me see here. And now they're attacking the Pope. Let me see. Poor Pope. Guy's operating on one lung, and he's trying to live a humble life in a palace. This type of anti-Christian behavior allowed by the Catholic Church is why they are losing members. There should have been ground rules for this imam. You want to know why they're losing members? Because of their stand on homosexuality and abortion and divorce. That's why. When you got a 50% divorce rate, you've already lost 50% of your congregation. And when you kill 4,700 kids a day, it's kind of hard to go to church, you know, and have somebody priest stand up and tell you abortion is murder. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. You got enough problems. You're suffering weeping syndrome, which they didn't tell you about when you had your abortion. What is weeping syndrome? From time to time, you get hysterical. Doesn't mean anything. It's the same as crazy legs. Yeah, he is as clueless as a bozo. Our current pope is a huge disappointment. He is as clueless as a bozo, who I suspect is a Muslim terrorist. I'm a non-practicing Catholic. You know what? I'm a practicing Catholic, and I still need to practice. And we'll probably never go back. Don't need a building to talk to God. And that building was built by poor people, one brick at a time. That's their monument. It's not a monument to the glory of the hierarchy. Never forget that. But I would love, I would trade every Catholic college for a Catholic preschool, because that's where we're losing the flock. A guy just that I know just pulled his four kids out of Catholic school. I'll show you the difference between two people. The guy is, he's not hurting, okay? Maybe in his mind he's hurting, you know what I mean? He could get by. Okay? But the cost of four kids in Catholic school was costing him $7,000 a month. So he pulled his kids out and put them in public school, where his tax money was going anyway to preach the gospel of Karl Marx. So that's what he did. Okay? So there's four kids that will be denied a Catholic education. Now, what happens? There's no need to send the kids to Catholic school. They're going to public school. Well, you know, we really don't have to go to church. You know, it's not that important. Like, you know, you're not going there for Junior's Communion, or you're not going there. You know, there's no need to go there. It's not like they got to be there every week. And that's what happens. And the families fall by the wayside. So you lose a whole family. You could lose a whole generation. Well, again, well said. We cannot argue with the truth, Christine. I do believe that we should turn to Scripture, and I believe that this could be a false pope. Why? Why is he a false pope? Because he wants to give money to the poor? Huh? You don't think he wouldn't turn all the gold and artifacts over to feed the poor? Yeah, he would do it. He would do it. He's a good man. He takes the bus and goes to his hotel and pays the hotel bill. We have our faith in God, and that's more important than a building. It's not buildings, man. It's the spirit of the builders. After all, the whole planet is God's building. I am offended. What is the government going to do to this person? They're going to do nothing. They're going to make him an advisor to Homeland Security. Okay, so we covered that. We'll jump for a tune. And let's see what we can do. Heaven on Earth. Let's get religious. We'll do Heaven on Earth.
Heaven on Earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. I never can forget heaven on earth, along with an angel, is living in dreams come true. Heaven on earth, I know that it happens.
Oh, what you've made a heaven for you and I, a heaven for you and I.
Okay, here's another blog on that Christian website. Yang's a column condemning Islam. Oh, that's a different one. That's a, isn't it? Isn't that a different one? I guess then I can kiss... This is from a lady. She says, I guess then I can kiss my head goodbye because I'm a Christian and believe in God and accept into my life Jesus Christ and no other. By the way, I go to hell, Allah. Oh, I forgot. You live there. Then burn, baby, burn. Yeah. We're going to, everybody's singing Kumbaya while they're getting their throats cut. Burgo replied, Imam chants Allah Hu Akbar. They're here. Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Here's one from the Reverend Christine. Look at all the crap for brains. Whatever that means. I have no idea what Christine means by that. Mac, the mating call of the head chopper, Allah Akbar. Yeah, you know what cracks me up? They all pray to Abdul Rahim. They will say, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the merciful God, the one who shows mercy, but they don't show mercy, because their book says, not Muslim? Cut his head off. We the people directive. No, we will not let God be removed. Rather, we will remove Obama. Let the revolution begin. God stays, Obama goes. What say you? We can't talk about it on the radio. We're all meeting tomorrow. Yeah, my kids get worried. They say they see telephone linemen outside on my pole on a Sunday. They said, Daddy, they don't work on Sunday. Listen, they're gonna have to do something. You know that guy is still down there, that Marine, he's still rotting down there in Mexico. And what's that guy's name? Enrique Penishead, the president of Mexico? What a jerk he is, man. He is the Bill Maher of Mexico. He likes to get in your face. Here's one. This is from Christine. I saw this one night before. And she's talking to a guy named Barry. The government will do what it always does, nothing. So long as there's a Muslim terrorist in the White House, all Muslims will be protected and it's open season on American. I got to tell you something. If the day ever comes, and when the Trade Towers went down, okay, you know that Osama bin Laden was shooting for 100,000 dead Americans that day. He was shooting for 100,000 dead Americans. That's what he expected. When he went in under, when it was the Clinton Towers, and he went in under Clinton's watch, under the protection of Bill Clinton, and he blew up that basement, his goal was to topple those buildings and do a domino effect and knock building upon building down. That's what they thought was going to happen. Instead, they killed about three people and wounded 100. And the press led the sheep by the nose and said, yeah, see how stupid these Muslims are? They even went back to get the deposit for the truck. What a joke. Ha, ha, ha. And then you know what happened, right? The joke was on us. 8 years later. 8 years later, we were in trouble. 8 years later, we were all crying and wondering, did he kiss me before he said goodbye this morning? Did I pay enough attention to him? Is it possible that he'll come home? My wife remembers St. Vincent's Hospital. The triage units were out in the streets, teams of them, waiting to bring in the injured, and nobody came. They were all vapor. They were DNA dust. Really sad. 911 was sad. I got a challenge coin. As a matter of fact, I got to do a tribute. There's a girl, and I can't remember what, let me see, I think I might have wrote her name down. It was a girl who went to school on 911 with a T-shirt that said, you know, we remember 911. And the school told us she had to remove the T-shirt because it was offensive. And I can't remember where she was from, but her father was in the military for 25, 26 years. If I find that girl's name, I will find her address. And when I find her address, I'm going to send her a T-shirt that I got for 911. And it's a beautiful one, and it has a fireman on the back of it who died. And it says, some gave all, and she can wear that one and let them tell her to take that one off. All she had was a picture of the World Trade Center. And I also have a challenge coin for the Spirit of America Party, One Nation Under God. That's one side of the coin. On the other side of the coin, it shows the two buildings being hit by the second plane. And it says 911 in New Yorkies. It says 911, we forget nothing. And wherever the support the troops, wherever they are, and all of the S's in on that slogan are dollar signs. So then we turn to a Marine named Frank down in Texas, who has a beautiful Marine emblem on the back of his SUV. And the city ordinance, not the city, the community organization for the townhouse that he lives in, ordered him, under the pain of daily fines and towing his truck away, to remove the Marine Corps emblem. And what an insult. And it was done by a communist woman. And CNN covered it. Now, if CNN covers it, you know. I mean, they cover up everything, but they covered this, even CNN. The lowly CNN was outraged. I guess they were trying to get a scoop. Like, we got to get a scoop. You know, nobody's watching us anymore. But they went to see Frank, the Marine, and they went through the community that surrounded Frank, you know, the houses around him. And there was a vehicle with a Vote Obama sign, Vote for Obama. There was another vehicle with logos on it and another vehicle. And they said, how come you singled him out? And they said, we have laws, we have rules, we can do what we want, we're the committee. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of shootings going on when the fit hits the shan. Do you know about that? There are always, all of those HOAs, they always get taken over by communist control freaks. And before you know it, they got you doing push-ups and they're hitting you with more penalties. So I'm going to give you a little treat. We're going to dedicate, Frank, if you're listening tonight or this gets to you, I'm introducing you, Frank, to the Meddlesomes. And you'll know what I mean when you hear it.
Welcome to the Meddlesome Show with Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show and we're just opening it up. And we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show, and then we'll tell you the issues of the day.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a great big heart. So over and over and over. Well, I'll be a fool. What more can I do?
Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh, and we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws.
And what do they say?
Well, they say that the next-door neighbor, his American flag, is 1 centimeter over the required height.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star?
Oh, it can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the Meddlesomes.
Who's at the door, dear?
It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies.
Well, see what he wants.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you'd care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries. Would you sign? Hello? Hello? Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in? And we read Clause 23 of the town ordinance, and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn with a goddamn elephant.
Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
And we're now going to get dressed, and we're going to go to Town Hall, and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme, because we're the Meddlesomes.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a great big heart. So over and over. Well, I'll be a fool for you. Over and over. What more?
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome. Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a lemonade stand across the street and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away. You'd think they would be quicker when we call. Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old and this is a 25 and older community. So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they fined that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes, and
Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers, and we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that, so I just take the Marinol, and Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass. Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes, and I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with
You think Daryl and Star had personality? Yeah. Have you ever met a Daryl and a Star? You bet your ass you have. usually in the 3 items or less checkout line with 24 items, and they want to go ahead of you. Yeah. Oh, God, man. We're in trouble. The nation is falling apart. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Anne Marie is complaining about that their mom that shouted Allahu Akbar. It's all part of their game of politics. How true. They know how to play it. They know how to play the country. They learned it from the communists. As a matter of fact, isn't it funny? Do you know Antonio Gramsci? Everybody knows, what's the other guy that Obama used to study under? Saul Alinsky. Obama's advisors are all Saul Alinsky fans. But there's a guy named Antonio Gramsci, and he was the founder of, the Communist Party in Italy. And he said that the only way, you got to remember that communists are in competition with religion. Because if they can eliminate religion, all of the followers of religion will become good soldiers for the communists, okay? So they're always looking to destroy religion. And that's why the crosses have to come off the church. And now they're even talking about changing the Star Spangled Banner. They want a new tune. And they do it so cute, you know? They pull on your heartstrings. We have a tune that's nicer. Yeah, they don't care. They just want to pull on your heartstrings. Look at all those poor children down there on the border. Oh, look at them. We have to let them in. Yes. You see that little baby over there, that little 300-pound Arab baby in a diaper with MS-13 tattooed on his neck? Do you think Arabs get the tattoo so that they blend in with the Mexicans? Interesting, isn't it? Do you ever see Arabs with tattoos? And I know that in the Jewish religion, if you have a tattoo, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Did you know that? Check it out. Don't trust me. Google. Anything I tell you, you run out, you Google it. Maybe the Arabs have the same rule. I know that the women, they can put tattoos on their hands and so forth, but you never see them. I don't see them. Well, maybe. I might be wrong about that. They may have certain tattoos that they're allowed to have. Okay. So, what were we talking about? We were talking about, here's somebody else complaining about study the Bible, you'll find all your answers there. That's what he's saying about the Christian website that yanked a column condemning Islam. Okay, what I was going to tell you, and I'll come right back in my mind. You know, there is a magic number. When we hit the magic number, all hell breaks loose. And nobody is going to be able to, there's nothing worse than a pissed off American. Slow to rise to anger. Maybe in short instances they'll lose their temper. But when they say it's that's it, reason goes out the window, you can expect, you won't know what to expect. And don't think that we can't round up a group of people who are hurting us in this country and shove their ass out the door. It can happen. And never forget, it only took 25% of the Americans living in the colonies to win the American Revolution. That's all who fought it and won it. And I'm listening to Mark Levin tonight, and he's talking about the Civil War and how almost 750,000 men died. That would be the equivalent to 7 million today. And I saw a guy's return blog, and he was saying, see if I can remember what he said. His family has been here for 250 years. They fought on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line. And he believes that before Obama will be allowed to call out the military to fire on civilians, the military will stay on in their barracks and they'll let us square it away. And look at that Egyptian military, man. They threw out Obama's raiders, the cell phone revolution. They arrested and sentenced to death Muslim Brotherhood. So there are some people that ain't going to take no crap. And those are the ones that Bill Ayer says. Bill Ayer says that's 20% of the American people, and they will not yield, and they will not convert to communism, and they have to be exterminated. So that's what Obama's friend Bill Ayer says. He says that I have to be exterminated because I'll be in that 20%. Okay, here's a guy named Terry, and he's chanting Allahu Akbar. Something like that's happening, and no one does anything. SOB, I'd show him an Allahu Akbar. I got to tell you, if it got real bad, in my opinion, these are all opinions. That's all one man's opinion. Did you ever see the movie The Wind That Shakes the Barley? About the Irish uprising. The Brits had them outnumbered. If you're watching that Scotch episode that's on now, it starts with an L. I forget what it is. Law something. How the Brits really, how they beat down the Scotch. You know, when they finally beat them down, they outlawed the tartans. That they would wear the clan tartans, like the McGregor, you know, the McGregor colors and McTavish's colors and all the Scots clan colors. They outlawed them, and they outlawed Gaelic. Now they did the same thing to the Irish. The Irish were not allowed to wear green. They burned all their churches, and they outlawed Gaelic. So what happened with Scotland, as opposed to Ireland, what happened with Scotland was the Scots were starved out, and the Irish were starved out too. But when they did it to the Scots, they broke the Scots, and there was no jobs, there was no income, and the only way you could feed your family was join the British Army. And that's what the Scots did. They joined the British Army. My grandfather fought in the Boer War. And he was from Scotland. And when they went to Ireland, they did it a little differently. They burned the churches. The Irish used to have mass in roadside ditches. And they starved the Irish out. So now the reason I'm mentioning this to you is how they fought. The Brits were superior in firepower and superior in maneuvers, and they knew how to put the fear of God in their enemies. And they broke the Scots and they broke the Irish. Now, Scotland has a chance to go independent, and I hope they do. I hope they do. I remember in the 50s my mother telling me that there was a throne called the Throne of Scone. I think that's what it was called. It was a Scottish throne, and when the Brits subdued the Scots, they took the throne because that's where all the kings of Scotland were crowned in. And they had it in a museum, and then one day somebody came and stole the throne back. Okay? These are little episodes, revolutionary episodes. You know, they're starting to kindle the spirit of revolution. Now, the Irish were the same. They couldn't beat the British. The British had them outgunned. There's a song about a Roger Casement, who I believe was a British subject, but he was pro-Irish. I think he was a Brit, but he was pro-Irish, if I remember my history. And he was bringing 20,000 German rifles to arm the Irish people, and they got caught. They were betrayed. You know the old Judas Iscariot rule, 1 out of 12 is a traitor? I used that rule. I believed that rule. And so Roger Caseman was hanged in England. They took him back to England and they hanged him. But the Irish were outgunned by the British. So when you're outgunned and overpowered, you have to be subdued. And so then you go underground. You close your mind. You close your mouth, and you wait for an opportunity. And if you see the movie The Wind That Shakes the Barley, or if you see the movie Michael Collins, you will see what happens when things get desperate and what the revolutionaries turn to is one-on-one assassination, just like the Arabs are doing, running in with the bomb and blowing up the supermarkets. And they could very well do that here. So we never want to be to that point. That we want to be civilized, logical, and protective of our flag and our cross and our religion, if we happen to be the Star of David. We need those mezuzahs on the doors. Islam, that's a horse of a different color. That's a government. That is a government. That is a political movement. And a political movement first and a religion second. And I'm afraid the day is going to come when we're going to reach the magic number. Now, 3,247 Americans who died on 9/11 plus 4,700 Americans who died in Iraq plus 2,300 Americans that died under Obama in Afghanistan that they're not telling you about. And if you use the ratio of 7 to 1, 7 wounded to everyone who dies, if you take a look at the 4,700, so you got 28,000 that are wounded in Iraq. And if you take the 22 or 2,300, you got another 14,000 wounded. I think I saw a figure, 700 people missing limbs. It looks like more when you see the shows and so forth. Okay, so those figures, you put them all together, you got 10,000 people have died in this war, ongoing war. And that doesn't count the 220 that died in Beirut under Ronald Reagan. Okay? They were unarmed. They didn't even have bullets. The guards didn't even have bullets in the weapons. Marine Corps, how could you be without a loaded weapon? Yet I see it taking place in Iraq and Afghanistan. 4 Americans got backshot playing basketball in Afghanistan on base. And I also seen it in Iraq, where they've been unarmed and they've been gunned down. So And you know what's funny? Are you looking at those MRAPs that they have today? You see how big those vehicles are? Do you remember when we first went in? Do you know that when we first went in, we didn't even have, all we had were canvas doors. I know a guy that was in a Blackwater, or similar to Blackwater, and he told me that when they first got there, all the vehicles had canvas doors. Now you see how heavily armed they are. And they're still not armed enough. What's really sad is we don't have an IED finder and detonator. We've been in this war 13 years, active combat, okay? And we should have an IED laser-type identifier and destroyer. There's got to be a way. With all the technology we have, there's got to be a way for us to locate those IEDs before they hurt anybody. But the money and the emphasis isn't on that. No, we're going to buy friends. Okay, so having said that, what's the magic number? I got to tell you the magic number, you're going to be sick. The magic number is a million. We're not going to do anything till we hit a million. You remember Clinton and his team when all of the Hutus were killing the Tutsis? Do you remember that? Or vice versa? They were approaching the million mark, and Clinton wouldn't declare it a genocide because it hadn't hit a million yet. You'll know when it's bad, when they don't have time to dig graves. All they can do is dig mass graves. Then you'll know we're in it. We're in it. And when that day comes, they're going to round up everybody. They're going to, you speak Arabic, you're going. You're going, man. I can tell you that right now. But the magic number is a way off. It's a million. It's really sad. Okay, so having said that, we'll give you a tune. I got 6 minutes left. This old heart of mine, I like to do 2-minute tunes. Till then, we'll give you, unless you want to hear the Democrat National Anthem. Would you like to hear the Democrat National Anthem, being that they're looking to change the National Anthem? Here's the Democrat National Anthem. War cry! Going to play you the verdict. The verdict.
is my faith? What is your verdict? Don't make me wait. I've been on trial here for a long, long time. What is your verdict? Please, please make up your mind. I can't deny that I love you so. The evidence proves it, I know. Of life with your charms, imprison me, dear, in your arms. I know I love you, that I confess. What is your verdict?
I told you about Roger Casement. I just found a tune called Bannerstrand. It's an Irish tune. It's about the fate of Roger Casement. And this is what happens when they take your guns away and you're scrounging for guns. You end up on a hangman's rope. Bannerstrand is a body of water. Okay, so, want a little ketchup?
Man, I yell at you so
Frank the Marine in Texas, and that girl that's in the school that we don't know her name, who wore the World Trade Center 9-1-1 shirt and was reprimanded for it by the communists. We're going to dedicate the next tune to you and all your friends and all those people out there that still love God and country, because it's going to be up to us to make things right. Right now, we're not in the mood to do it. But what's that saying? What is it? The mother of invention? Necessity is the mother of invention? So I'm going to give you a Star-Spangled Banner for the younger generations.